Another great one there. Vic Stevens, Mistaken Identities. And, you know, I always wanted to ask you, where did you... Is it because you were always confused with other people?
For what, the...
The title of your projects, Mistaken Identities.
No, it was because I always was pigeonholed by the particular project I was working on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it happened a couple times doing gigs down in Atlantic City, where if they saw you doing a jazz gig, then you couldn't do a pop or a rock gig. If they saw you doing a rock gig, you couldn't do a jazz gig.
Right.
So I like doing everything. I don't like doing one thing at all. I like to keep the variety happening. So that's why I came up with that title.
Yeah. How did you hook up, by the way, with Alex? How did you guys did an album together, by the way, called
Venusian Commute?
Yeah, Venusian Commute.
Yeah, with Mark Johnson.
Yeah.
It was a long time. I guess 15 years ago, you know, just playing together down in Atlantic City in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried putting a project together with some different bass players. And then Mark Johnson was available and wanted to play on the project. And just, you know, really nested from there.
Yeah. Ken Geoffrey.
I got turned on to him years ago as well from Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
He plays with Smokey Robinson.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just a talented guy, and I always wanted to have the opportunity to, you know, play with him. And the opportunity came with the new record, and wanted to have him on it. And he just aced everything.
Yeah.
He's a great soul too.
Yeah, and Hector.
Hector Rosado.
Fantastic. Yeah.
He was on my first record, Where To Now.
Mm-hmm.
And he just really did a great job on that. He's a great spirit and just a really talented percussionist.
Yeah. And of course, a little cameo from
Man, Percy.
Yeah. Percy, who's he's a cool cat. I mean, we've had email conversations go on till 4 or 5 in the morning where, you know, he's just this, I always get this thing, it's like he's just so gifted, this guy, and I just felt he never gets the credit he deserves because he's the man.
I mean,
people, you know, I remember when the Brand X was playing, I said, you know, somebody said, no, he doesn't read. He just plays.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, you play it for him, you know,
yeah.
And that's it.
And he just figures it out. But now that was cool working Which One's Mo. That must have been.
Yeah, well, you know how that tune came about was we'd gotten together to do run a couple ideas down in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of was shelved for, I guess, maybe 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to some things after I moved, and I had the tracks I did with Percy.
Mm-hmm.
And what I ended up doing was writing a tune around his bass part.
Right.
So, I tagged on an intro and an outro, recut the drums, put some different synth things on, and then had Alex come in and play guitar on it.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things that, you know, like a stick figure there,
right.
And then we colored it in,
right?
And it's a great tune, man. And of course, it's my tribute to the Three Stooges.
Yeah, and we featured it. I'm a big Three Stooges fan. I think that Mo was timeless. I mean, yeah. It's funny because what was it? 80 years later, 70 years later, and you know, I get mad like that. You know what I mean? Like, just I don't know. I think only certain people can get it. And what did you want to accomplish on this disc in the sense of your artistic palette? Because sonically, like I said, there are a lot of hidden treasures on this one.
Well, I wanted to see if I could actually broaden my audience.
Right.
With this kind of music, sometimes it's tough for people to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I would try to write something that people that aren't familiar with this style of music could listen to and not be offended, but yet people that are into it can listen a little deeper and hear what's going on inside.
Yeah. And like I said on this one, we talked on the phone about this too, that there's so many things that you miss. Like it's like I said, just one of those albums you have to keep listening to because, okay, all right, I mastered the guitar parts, now I want to hear try to hear what's going on with the bass and try to hear what's going on, you know, with what Alex or what you're doing or what, you know, just some great, it's great stuff. I mean, Demetrius is great on this as well. And
Well, you really hit it on the head there because I want a record that, you know, sometimes you have a record and people listen to it once and then it's shelved.
Yeah.
And that's a drag. Yeah. So this is something that you can listen to, and then you come back next week and you're like, wow, I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
And also there's a lot of headphone experience with this disc.
Yeah.
That's really cool with panning issues and things mm-hmm. like that. So,
well, circles, that
yeah.
prime example for me. I mean, there's so many different layers to that, that it's like I even said, I think at one point to one of my friends, I said, you know, this is one of those songs. It's almost like the first time I heard The Way Up. It's like, okay, I got to put this down right now because I just went through and tried to understand. I mean, in a good way,
right,
you know, like it's like I just mastered what, you know, the drummer was doing and what, you know, with the bass line. And then now I want to hear. And then next thing you know, like four or five listens later, you're doing things, you're humming things to your friend and they're going, what, how do you hear that? Where is that? You
yeah.
know, and that this album is a prime example. There's a lot of depth, a lot of different layers, and you got to be proud.
Well, thanks.
You know, you're a longtime endorser of Sonar Drums.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Istanbul Cymbals, as we mentioned earlier.
Well, actually, no, Bosphorus.
Okay.
I've jumped ship. Yeah. So I'm with Bosphorus Cymbals now.
Yeah. And you're also a member of NARAS.
Yeah, NARAS.
Yeah, NARAS. So what...
That's basically...
I mean, I know what it is, but what do you do?
I just vote for... I mean, the Grammys.
Yeah.
And go to NAMM shows and AES shows.
Do you go to every NAMM convention that...
A lot of them.
Yeah.
I missed last year because we were touring, but right. Generally I try to hit them. Because, you know, get to, you know, see all your companies and, you know, meet new acquaintances. And
yeah. Another cool thing, too, is the McGill Mannering Stevens era.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
You know, you were with Scott for the Ripe album, which... really got Scott up into another level with recognition yeah. and playing. And then 2001, you know, Addition by Subtraction, number one album in our top 100 of some, you know, 1,000 releases that year voted by our audience. And that was a timeless record.
Yeah, that was great. Ripe, you know, is still one of my favorites, believe
yeah.
it or not.
Yeah, well,
I don't know why.
You and Demetrius were amazing yeah. on that, you know.
And yeah, that was a great record.
Chico, I mean,
yeah.
What a lot of fun that record
sure.
was. But it just seemed then, you know, you guys, you did the very formatted, quote unquote, fusion rock album with Addition by Subtraction. And
right.
then you do Control by Radar, which was the opposite side of the spectrum.
yeah.
You know, you did some phenomenal things on that record. So, I mean, what a powerfully sonic record.
Oh.
I mean, it screwed up my
Thanks.
Car stereo system, that album. I think I blew it out with Cash from Chaos.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But you were great on that, and then you did this this tribute, basically, to all the, you know, you guys did this jazz tribute album to the great ones with What We Do.
Yeah,
lot of fun. And I tell you, I've seen some great concerts in my life, but watching you guys play together, I mean, it was a lot of fun. And I want to thank you for that. You know, I know you and I bust each other's stones all the time. We're always joking. But on a spiritual level, thank you. That was great. You know, Trenton was a great show. I know the mix
yeah.
wasn't so great with the way the guy had it set up. But
sure.
But it was a great show, man. I mean, it was... I still listen to that bootleg. If you probably don't have it, but I do.
I don't. No.
But it was great stuff. But once again, a great era there.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man.
Yeah. What's next for you, man? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm actually writing again.
Yeah. Another album?
Yeah.
Get out of town.
So I wanted to get started on that.
Yeah.
Because I have the new studio space, which is great. So it's kind of opening up another scene for me musically.
Go.
So,
What direction do you want to go? I mean, are you going to continue with this kind of atmosphere, which is great, or do you want to go harder or lighter?
I don't know.
Or, you know,
I can't tell you that. I have to see where it's going to go. I'm involved in a project with a trumpet player, Todd Horton.
Right.
And Alex on guitar and Steve Besgrown on bass.
Okay.
And we're, you know, testing the waters with that and see where that goes. It's kind of an interesting project. It's not really jazz, but yet it is. You know, a little more, you know, it doesn't have the rock elements, but does have an edge to it.
Yeah.